Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches unhook from anxiety and depression during the coronavirus crisis. You might be like me, where I've been dealing with anxiety and depression symptoms for decades. Now, in the middle of this coronavirus crisis, many of us are facing anxiety and depression. And I want to give you 3 insights on how to help you feel better. The first one is control what impacts you. Are you like my parents and they have the TV on all day long with news going 24/7? That's a hard thing to have. Broadcast news wants to hook you into watching for hours, and they like to keep the pressure on so that you'll watch that commercial and then come back to the next news segment. You need to be aware and conscious of this tactic. I personally step away from news for at least 4 hours. I can always go back and check on what's the latest thing that's going on if I want to. I invite you to make some decisions. Maybe you can do the same thing where you turn the TV off for a particular amount of time, and then if you feel like you need to look at the news, do so for a brief time. You also may want to take certain steps with your social media too. Give yourself breaks. I think of them as an oasis of peace. And now for the second insight. Actively slow down the tornado in your body. For those of us who experience anxiety, we feel it in our bodies. That's the tornado that is within us. It's constantly spinning and causing trouble. So this means we need to actively slow it down. I will share an idea with you now. I have a friend that will breathe in and say a certain phrase in his mind, hold his breath for a certain amount of time saying a different phrase, and then when he exhales, he says something different. One of the phrases he uses is, Goddess, thank you. Right now, I'm safe. On the in-breath, he says to himself, Goddess. While he holds his breath, he says thank you in his mind. On the exhale, he says, right now, I'm safe. You can do this exercise with your own phrasing. You can light a candle and some incense for a helpful atmosphere. Doing a breathing exercise like this for 5 minutes can really help you slow down. And now for our third insight. Focus on gratitude to crowd out anxiety and depression. For a number of spiritual practitioners, focus on gratitude. There's even some research that points to gratitude can crowd out anxious thoughts. Feeling gratitude helps crowd out all those feelings of anxiety and depression because you're focusing on what you have and what you're truly grateful for. We get so distracted by what we don't have. So it's important to quiet down and appreciate and experience the blessings from the gods we have now. I have a different friend that when she takes her shower in the morning, she names 10 things that she's grateful for. She found this to be refreshing. And now I will summarize. The first insight was control what impacts you. The second insight was actively slow down the tornado in your body. And number 3, focus on gratitude to crowd out anxiety and depression. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at GoddessHasYourBack.com. You can also read one of my 9 books. And I have 2 courses at Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. And the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. I invite you to check them out today. Blessed be.